around with a mic, and I would invite one person, just one person, to pray for the items on the screen. There will be four of them. So if you miss your first chance, there's another one. But I would ask you to be bold this morning. No one's judging you. No one, you don't need to say fancy words for the Lord to hear you. And I'm going to invite us into a time of prayer. So Slater, you could put that first item on the board.
Pray for our congregation this morning during our prayer and praise service here, prayer, praise, and communion. So we would like to see if someone would be willing to pray for our congregation, and then we'll move on to the next category. You can just stand where you are, and I'll bring the mic to you.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Westview. Thank you for all these people gathered here today and on a live stream. Thank you for those that are away traveling, that you would be with them. Just thank you for the friendships, for the prayers that go out weekly and daily for each other. I pray for our pastors that lead and guide us. I pray for the elders and our board and all those in leadership. But I also pray for each person in this congregation, that you would wrap your loving arms around them. Some are hurting this morning, some are blessing you, and I know you can meet us exactly where we are. So God, we just thank you for your love for us and the way you've bound us together as a congregation, and just pray that your spirit would continue to move among us and in us and through us, and that we would be obedient to your leading. In Jesus' name.
For our neighborhood here in Ranchlands, for the people that live here, and the Lord has brought us into this neighborhood. So would someone like to pray for the people here in Ranchlands?
For the community that you've put us in. I pray for this community, for each person that lives here. I pray that our church would be a blessing in this community. And I pray that you would be able to meet the people in this community and meet their needs and help us to meet their needs. We're supposed to shine where you plant us, and you've put us here. And I pray, Lord, for your will to be done here in this community. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Municipal, provincial, federal government.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you have instructed us to pray for our leaders, we pray for the federal government and government at all levels, that you give them the wisdom to lead us in the right way. And Lord, we pray this morning that your peace will reign across this country. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that everyone that is responsible to take decision, that they will not just take decision on their own, but the Lord will minister to them to take the right decision to lead this country in the right path. We pray that we in this country will live in peace, and your peace will reign through our heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. The global affairs, things that are going on in other countries and other regions,
Lord Jesus, we just pay for the world, and we know that you love us, and we know that there are different cultures, and we know that we all are coming towards you in our different ways, in our different cultures, in our politics. Can you give us peace, Lord, in the Middle East, where hundreds of people are starving? And just please, Lord, uplift that we know that we love them. We have to get need to them. Other parts of the world too, Lord. The war in the Ukraine. Just give them peace, Lord. We know that there are forces out there that are not willing to let that happen. But please give them peace, Lord. We pray this in your name, Christ Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you to those of you who are bold enough to pray with us this morning, whether out loud or silently. As we continue our service, I'm going to pray for us, and I'm just going to conclude for us. Then we are going to sing It Is Well. And I will invite you to stand up. Would you stand where you are right now? Would you stand with me if you are able? I'm going to conclude for us in this prayer, and then we're going to sing It Is Well again. Dear Jesus, thank you for Westview. Thank you for the community of believers that are here today at Westview. God, we pray that you would reach out to us and that we would hear your voice and that we would draw close to you. Lord, thank you for the community around us today, Ranchlands, where we are today. We pray for the needs of Ranchlands, that those who live here would be safe, that they would know of the goodness of your love, and that we here at Westview would be a light to those around us. God, we do pray for our government. Lord Jesus, we pray for the leaders who are in government, both in our country and for the neighbors globally. We pray for peace, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for those who are in war-torn countries. We know that you care for us, and we know that you love us. We ask that you would protect us and that you would keep us safe. Jesus, thank you for Canada and the nation that we get to call home. We ask for safety and that we would get to know you each and every day. We pray that we would not turn a blind eye to the world around us, just as we have prayed today this morning here at church. God, globally, I pray for the wars and for the famines and all the things that are happening. But God, I also too want to pray for those who are struggling with mental health. God, I just turned on the news the other day and have heard the record number breakings of those who are committing suicide. And I pray for those who feel like they don't belong or that they don't deserve to live. I just ask, Jesus, that you would know, or that we would know, that you have a plan and a purpose for us here on earth. And God, we pray that your will would be done. Jesus, with those who are struggling today, those who, maybe even this room today, are struggling, that they would just know your voice today and know that they belong and that they are loved. We belong and we are loved, Jesus. It is well.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when so Lord, thou hast taught me.
invite the band to step back, and we're going to declare this with our voices this morning. It is well. There's not a place you can be this morning where God is not at. It is well because he's here.
It is well.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Christian, and I'm part of the cadre leadership team here at Westview. And I want to welcome everyone here. I also want to welcome those that are joining us through live stream. It gives me a lot of joy to be here before you in this beautiful morning. I have a few announcements for you. First, I want to talk about the Connect cards. If you're new or newish, I just want to let you know that behind every seat, we have a Connect card. It's a great way for you to reach out to us, and someone from the church will reach out to you. If you have any prayer requests, any questions about the church, or whatever the reason may be, please reach out to us via these Connect cards. There's also a QR code at the back of your bulletin that you can use to connect with us. Have a few announcements. I want to talk about Kickoff Sunday. I know it's only August, but this event's for September, but you know how time flies. So we want you to save the date for September 14 at 10 a.m. in our service. We're going to have Kickoff Sunday, and it's a free barbecue followed by lots of fun that we're going to have outside. And the last few years have been amazing. So please mark it down on your calendars. Also, this is a great opportunity for maybe inviting a friend or a neighbor to come join us for some delicious free food and some fun. Want to talk about giving. So there's three different ways you can give here at Westview. The first is we have offering boxes at the back of the auditorium. You could also e-transfer, or you can do it through the website. So three different ways that you can give here. And finally, I want to talk about the prayer team. So as you can see here, we have this prayer room to my left and to your right. Please take advantage of this. We have people that would love to pray with you and for you. So at the end of the service, I welcome you to just join the prayer team in there. Now I would like to ask you to just pray with me. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the privilege that we have to be here to worship you, to be here together as your holy family. Lord, I want to pray for all the families here present and those that are away. This is the time of the year when people are out vacationing, Lord. I want to pray for their safety, that you be with them, that you help us to be a light wherever we go, that you keep us safe, that you help us to enjoy your beautiful creation. Lord, I want to pray for the pastoral team as well. Lord, we thank you for these people that you have put here as leaders. We thank you for them. We thank you for their families, Lord. We ask that you bless them, that you protect them from the evil one. Lord, I pray that you would also remind us throughout the week to be praying for our leaders, Lord, as they are susceptible to the enemy trying to bring them down, Lord. But we love our leadership here. We really pray for this pastoral team, Lord, that you would watch over them and bless them. Father, I want to pray for all of us as well, that we would continue to meditate on your word and your ways throughout the week, Lord. As Aiden brought up today, it's a lot of people that struggle with mental health in our society, Father, and I just want to pray for those people that are going through those difficulties, Father. I know that sometimes people have thoughts to harm themselves, Lord, and I pray that if there's anyone here or anyone in our community or country or in the world that is going through this stuff, Lord, I pray that you would intervene, Lord, that you remind them that you love them, Lord, and you have a purpose for them. Father, I pray that you would be able to use us as well to be an encouragement and support to anyone that's struggling. Father, I pray that we as a church would also be supporting each other with all of our needs. Lord, that we would rejoice with those that are rejoicing, and that we would console those that need consolement. Lord, I thank you for putting us in this church. And as we prayed earlier about this community, Father, I pray that this church would be a light, a beacon to this community here in Ranchlands. Father, I pray that you would help us to grow spiritually and in numbers. Lord, and again, we thank you, Father, for this beautiful Sunday and for bringing us here. We ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we bow before you this morning. We're grateful that you have prompted us to be here. Thank you, Lord, for your prompting. And Lord, we know that there's so many different stories in this room here this morning. The challenges of waking up, the challenges of getting up, the challenges of getting out the door. But we are here now together, and we believe that your Holy Spirit is here ministering to us. And Father, we just pray that you will comfort those who are feeling afflicted. And Lord, we also pray that maybe you would afflict those who are comfortable in a way that challenges them out of a stupor, Lord, and into a richer relationship with you. Lord, we just pray a particular blessing on the children that are here. We hear them. We pray a blessing on the youth that are here this morning, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the parents and guardians and the households represented. We thank you for our seniors, our elders, Lord Jesus, those that are giving wisdom and stability. And Lord, we pray that you would shine your face upon all of us. I pray this in your wonderful name, Jesus, who reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We come to our communion time during this prayer and praise service. It says on the front of this table, "Do this in remembrance of me." There's something especially important about memory and about remembering. There is actually a correlation between music and memory as well. There is a project out of Toronto called the Music Project, or Music for Memories, and it's from the Alzheimer's Society of Canada. And their research has demonstrated that there is a connection between music and memory. So another area that we will be exploring in our mini-series on Noteworthy. But we come to this ceremony this morning. It is a ritual or a tradition because it is something that we do together. And it is ceremonial in the sense that it has some formality and some practice to it. It's intentional. This table of the Lord. And the Lord is inviting you to come to the table of the Lord. Those of you who love the Lord Jesus a lot, and those who have even a minuscule of love for the Lord. His love, as we have been praying and singing about, is immeasurable for you. Those of you who feel you have a giant dose of faith, and those of you who feel you have the faith the size maybe of a carrot seed, the Lord says, come. Those of you who are following the Lord Jesus in your regular practice of life, those of you who desire to follow the Lord Jesus, those of you who are following and you stumble and you get back up and you start following and you stumble and you get back up, the Lord says, come to the table and meet me here at the table of the Lord. Whether you have been here at Westview for nearly 50 years, or maybe this is your first Sunday, the Lord says, come. We are all participating here in some way this morning. If you are a follower of Jesus, as Jesus is Lord of your life, then we invite you to participate through partaking of the bread and the cup as it is passed around. If you do not follow Jesus yet, or you have not yet made that decision that Jesus is Lord of your life, then we are delighted you're here and you're participating through observing and participating in this ceremony. But we just ask in that case that you allow the bread and the cup to pass by you. The Lord has ordained that we are all here together this morning. I'm going to pause for us to pray silently. We can bring all our interests and concerns before our high priest, the Lord Jesus. And so I invite you to do that this morning, to adore him, to confess to him, to offer your thanksgiving to him. And then I will close in prayer. Let's take a minute to pray quietly. Heavenly Father, we adore you. We acknowledge how great and wonderful you are. The sky, the mountains, the birds, the animals, the sea, the fish, the flowers, the plants, they all point to how creative and brilliant and wonderful you are. Lord, I pray that you would set us free from the bondage of our sins, from people that wander from you, wander away from love and joy and peace. I pray that you would do battle in the spiritual realm in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would silence the attacks of the enemy, that you would silence the lies. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would disable the tyrants and the emperors and those who seek their way by means of violence. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bring an end to the aggressors in every circumstance and context. When you went to the cross, you were a witness to those who were being harmed. And when you rose, you were also a victor. And through it all, you are, as Creator, the healer. I pray that you would give us the liberty of the abundant life which we have with you, that you have made known in your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit in unity of the Trinity, our Creator, one God, now and forever. Amen and amen. I'm going to invite the servers to come forward. In a moment, we will invite the servers and they will distribute the bread. And after the bread has been distributed, you guys can have a seat there. After the bread has been distributed, we'll partake of the bread together. And then we will distribute the cup. And then we will, once everybody has that, we will partake of the cup together. I also want to let you know that the bread is gluten-free and the cup is alcohol-free. And I want to take this moment here to acknowledge that on the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took some bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it. And in his gesture of symbolism, he said, "This bread is my body. It is broken for you." Demonstrating that as a human being, he gave his body willingly as a sacrifice and as a means of defeating the enemy. At this time, I'd like to ask Christian to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for Christ's broken body. Christian.
Let's pray. Father God, we come here before you with a humble spirit. Lord Jesus, we remember you at this moment, how your body was broken for us. Father, you did this out of love, a love that we cannot fully comprehend. But we are so grateful that you sacrificed yourself for our sins. Lord, we remember you, and we thank you for what you did at the cross for us. Lord, I pray that we would, even after this service, continue to meditate on this beautiful act, this loving sacrifice that you did for us. In the beautiful name of Jesus, we pray this. Amen. Thank you.
Let's take and eat the bread together. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper. And he said, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. A new covenant. The Lord was establishing covenants or promises with people throughout history. And the occasion of this communion 2,000 years ago was the establishment of a new covenant, which is referred to as the covenant of grace. And he said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and you drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The cup, the juice, the wine is symbolic of his life. It was not only that he gave his human body, but he gave his life. He gave his life and the Holy Spirit with the Father took it up again. At this time, I'd like to ask Jay Sun to come and offer a prayer of thanksgiving for Christ's shed blood. Jay Sun.
Let us pray. Merciful God, Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins and to save us. We remember the amazing love you shared with us to the very end on the night before you were arrested. To follow your words, we also partake in this cup. We truly believe in the power of blood of Jesus, the wondrous blood that saved us from sin. We believe that there is strength and power in that blood. May the cup we drink today be transformed by the power of the blood, and may your power be proclaimed over the unresolved issues in our lives. Let us give thanks and confess that you alone are our true God. Lord Jesus, you are our everything. You alone are the one who has saved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In the pressing, you are making new right. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield anew into your careful hand. Trust you, I don't need to understand. Make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring new wine. In the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. You are breaking new ground. So I yield into trust you, I don't need to understand. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Good to be with you here this morning, to sing, to pray, to share communion together, to see you. It is good to see you. As we take the cup this morning, receive the forgiveness that is offered. It is the grand delete button of our transgressions and our sins. Let's partake of the cup together.
Amen. Well, as we stand, we're just going to conclude this song. And maybe you've realized this or not, but this song is also deeply metaphorical. And maybe today for you, you need to ask from God, make me new. Forgive me of my sins that I may be new in your love. So we're just going to sing that chorus and we're going to go through the ending, if that works for you guys. So make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you spring new wine out of me. Jesus, spring new wine out of me. Great is our God, that he would die and rise again, that he'd take all of our sins, God, thank you that you're constantly making us new, that in the moments where we feel like we're being crushed, that you're just making something new. God, I ask that we would yield to you and to your careful hands. When we trust you, that we wouldn't need to understand. God, make us a vessel. Make us an offering. Make us whatever you want us to be. Amen. This next song is a bit more fun. But, I mean, the other song was fun. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But today we're going to declare together how great is our God. Can we do that?
Mm.
Yes, amen. All right, let's do it. Let's declare it for the heavens. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, see how great is our God? Let's sing one more time. Would you sing with me? Let's sing how great. How great is our God? sing with me how great is our God. Oh, see how great, how great is our God.
Wow, you guys sounded amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you for coming this morning. It was great to have you join us. Just a few final announcements. Chairs, if we could have a few of you just to stay back and help us stack the chairs, that would be greatly appreciated. And again, we're going to have the prayer team available for you here after the service for prayer and anointing with oil. And if you need to pick up your kids and they're between the ages of 2 and 4, you could do that upstairs in room 207. For all the other kids, if it's nice outside, they may be outside playing, you could pick them up outside. If they're not outside playing, you could pick them up from the youth room upstairs. So this morning I want to leave you with a very familiar benediction from the book of Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." May these words give you hope and peace as you step into this week, and we'll see you next Sunday.